My name is Alex Webb, and I'm here on the behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 9th of August 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
My name is Annie Moss. My date of birth is the 3rd of the 11th, 1989, and I'm from Bromsgrove in Worcestershire.
And so where did you first hear about the project, and what inspired you to take part?
My mum actually told me, and she's funnily enough managed to get a place on the plinth as well later on this month. And she just sent me an email link to it. And it just sounded like something really cool that I wanted to have a chance at.
And how did you feel when you found out?
Ecstatic. And then there was a bit of panic when I thought I might not be able to do it because of the day. And then I found out it was okay, and then I was really happy again, and I did a little dance in the kitchen, and yeah, it was a really good feeling.
And then what do you plan to do when you're up there?
Mostly I'm just going to take pictures and draw, which isn't very interesting, but I have told some of my friends that if they text me while I'm on there saying that they're watching online, then I'll hold up a message for them to the cameras.
So could you tell us a little bit about your background and, you know, where you're from and just kind of...
Okay, well, I'm 19, as you can probably work out from my date of birth. I just finished my first year of university in York. I'm studying fine art and English literature, so I'm interested in lots of art. I'm really tired at the moment, sorry, because I've been spending a week away looking after children, and then got on a coach in the middle of the night to come here.
could you tell us a little bit about that?
It's called Falcon Camps. It's a children's holiday camp for children who can't really afford to go away. We get kids from Page Moss in Bristol, from parts of Birmingham. Page Moss in Bristol? Page Moss in Liverpool. Bristol, and some from Birmingham. And they tend to be the kids that most of the camps reject because they can't handle them. And we spend a week tiring them out and in the process getting no sleep ourselves. And it's good fun, usually.
And was there any reason for you to kind of choose to do that?
Originally it was something I did for a residential for my Duke of Edinburgh award, which I did with my school, and I did it with a friend, and we enjoyed it so much that we decided to come back the next year, and so on. So it's just something we carried on. It's been a really fun, worthwhile thing to do. And I, I don't have anything to add to that, sorry.
And so what is the day like, you know, working within the camps, like, is it?
You wake up about 6 a.m. And you have to do all your getting up before the morning meeting at 7. The kids usually wake up sometime between 6 and 7, but they're not supposed to get up until 7:30, so you spend a lot of time sending them back to bed. Then breakfast is about 8, and we have different planned activities throughout the day. So on the last day we go to Alton Towers, but we do other things like go to Waterworld, and there's a monkey park that we go to and lose the kids in. We take them on long walks and tire them out like that, and we have evening meetings where they sing songs and play games and watch a short video, and then we struggle to get them to bed before 10, and have an evening meeting after they've gone to bed. So it's quite a long and tiring day, but it's definitely a fun thing to do for just a week.
And could you tell us a little bit about your hopes, fears and expectations about going up on the plinth?
I hope that I'm going to just have a really good experience, that I'm going to get some nice pictures and some nice drawings and just generally enjoy it and get some nice positive people saying nice things to me while I'm up there. So I suppose the fear is that everyone will just get incredibly bored on the ground and throw rotten tomatoes at me. But that's unlikely to happen, so not too bad. It's just general nerves, I think, about going up. That's the issue at the moment.
Have you ever been involved in a kind of event like this in a kind of, you know, fine art context before?
I've never actually been part of an arts event as a kind of art object, I suppose. But I have helped set up exhibitions and kind of local festival things, just as kind of work experience or things like that.
So where do you think the desire to kind of get involved in the arts came from? Like, did it stem from something in your childhood, or?
I've always been encouraged to do creative things because both my parents are, my mum's an art teacher, my dad's a design teacher, so that's a pretty strong incentive. But yeah, it's something that, because I was encouraged at a young age, I was good at it, and because I was good at it, I liked it, and it's kind of just snowballed from there. And it's just something that I kind of, it makes me happy because I know I can do it well, if I try hard enough, and so I'm therefore more interested in it.
And are you quite a keen follower of Anthony Gormley's work?
Yes, I do. I like the work he did with the statues of people. I can't remember what it's called, but sort of around the place and on beaches and things. That's really interesting. I do like working with figures myself. That's kind of what I'm interested in. So he's quite a good artist role model for me.
Yeah,
so I'm very pleased to be involved in this with him.
Do you think this is quite a good representation of where we are in Britain at the moment?
I think it has given a lot of opportunity for just ordinary people who don't necessarily want to be kind of make a huge spectacle of themselves like you would if you were going for a reality TV show to come out. And it's also been quite a good vehicle for people for campaigning for various charities and things. But at the same time, I think that it may be slightly hijacked by people who just want attention, and the media's obviously going to just pick up on that straight away because that's the most interesting thing and they can pick holes in it. But overall, I think it's a positive project for just showing all the different people there are there.
And do you think the after having stood on the plinth, do you think it will have an impact on you know, after, will it resonate with you?
I hope so. I hope it's something that I'll always remember and I'll be able to say back to people, oh, I remember when I went to London in the middle of the night and got off on the fourth plinth and now there's this statue or whatever up there and I stood there and right where the horse's bum is and that kind of thing. And hopefully it'll encourage me to get more involved in other projects as well.
And then, just lastly, what's the main thing you'd say about yourself and who you are, and could you paint a picture of who you are?
It's really hard. I suppose I like to think that I'll try most things, but in reality I get freaked out quite a lot by things. So this is quite a brave thing for me to do, to come all the way down here and get up and do this, even though it's just kind of an hour that I'm going to be up there for. And yeah, I like to think that I'm quite sort of bubbly and cheerful and eccentric, but at the same time when I'm really tired I can be really grumpy, so I might just get up there and scowl at people. That'd be good.
Well, thanks a lot for the interview.
Okay, no problem.